What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy, Chris Scavoli, and you're listening to The Scavoli Show, the most important show. I'm a little occupied right now because I feel like I'm a reptile and I'm peeling skin off myself, like winter's coming, and I feel like I'm shedding. So I might be, like, there might be two Chris's coming soon. I might have a double out there, you know, from sunburn and everything. You know, white people can't be out in the sun, you know, without sunscreen. I should have listened to Mama. I should have listened. But anyway, we got an exciting show for you guys today. One of my favorite artists. He is amazing, so talented, so nice. And he's a lumberjack. You know, like we don't get tree lovers around here. Like, who loves trees? You know, who hugs a tree? Some people marry a tree, you know, we don't know. And he's in a cabin far, far away. He's like Abraham Lincoln in the cabin somewhere, chopping down wood like Bunny the Rabbit. I know bunnies don't chop wood, but they eat wood, I think. Woodchucks do. That's what I'm getting for. But Lumberjack Nick, are you there, my friend?
I am. How you doing?
Oh, I'm alive, Nick. I'm just shedding a little like a reptile. I'm peeling skin as we're talking because I feel like I'm going to go like be Jimmy Neutron or something, you know?
Oh, you got sent out there?
Yeah. Like, I went to the pool the other day and I like totally did not put sunscreen on. And my mom was like, you got to put sunscreen. You're too white for this. And I was like, no, I'm fine, Mom. I'll just go red and get tan. Okay. Then I usually don't shed, so I don't know why I'm shedding, but I'm like a reptile.
Oh, wow. It's like you must have stole our sun because I'm in California where we have those fires, and it looks like Mars.
I know.
For like the past week.
I know. How is the fires? How did you get – are your family okay and everything?
Yeah, we're fine. We're not really near them. We're like on the other side of the valley from where they're at. But yeah, we're getting a lot of smoke, and it just is, looks weird outside. It's got like this orangish gold hue the past few days. So,
oh my God, that's so sad because I saw someone posted it. I think it was Galactic Media pins. Ileana posted a picture, and the sky was like orange. I was like, my God,
it's really fuck? Bizarre. Very apocalyptic. 2012.
I know, like, is the world's gonna end, and I'm gonna die a reptile. So, and you're gonna die a lumberjack. Nick,
you might live. I don't know. Maybe the reptilians are gonna take over.
Yeah, that's what I don't want. I don't want to be a snake. I hate fucking snakes. Those snakes, I'll kill. I'll kill all snakes. Really hate them. But anyway, Nick. So welcome to the show. And are you ready to answer some Star Wars questions, my friend?
I'll do my best.
So your name is Lumberjack Nick, right?
It is.
So, where did you get that name from? Because I know you're not a lumberjack, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was younger, I had a dream of being a lumberjack. And my father said, no son of mine will ever be a lumberjack. And he sent me to art school. So, I carry the name as just sort of like, you know, kind of honor that dream that never happened.
Aw, that touched my little reptile soul. Yeah. Aww. I wish my father told me that and send me off somewhere to art school at least, because I can't draw, you know. Why couldn't my parents send me off to like the apocalypse or something, get ready for it, you know?
God, yeah, well, they probably didn't know.
I don't know, they knew what you Nick they knew you were special. You were the chosen one, Nick. You were the chosen one, but you're not supposed to join the Sith. You were supposed like, to destroy them.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why the world's ending.
Because you became a lumberjack. That's what you became. You became an artist. Excuse me. So to talk about your art, because I like your art so much. I think you do a cool design with them, like in a row and stuff like that. So talk to me about how do you come up with your art and how do you make it? Like, how do you come up with that? Like Ahsoka, Anakin, and then the clone troopers, like a set. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It kind of just started back a few years ago. I did the original one. I used to do all traditional art with Copic markers and like ink and stuff. So the first one I did, that's actually I did it traditionally. And I think I was just inspired by seeing other people do like collage of other characters and stuff, and I thought that was really cool, and I thought it would look really awesome to do like a clone trooper one. So that's why I did that one. I really liked the way it turned out, and I had actually planned on doing the Ahsoka one back when Dave Filoni teased out that you know,
season
after
seven.
Clone Wars. Yeah, when he teased it out, but it was after they got canceled, and you just sort of threw up that clone trooper with the Ahsoka design on it. And I thought that was really cool. And so I was going to do, actually started working on the Ahsoka one years ago whenever he sent that tweet out. I can't remember what year it was, but I never finished it. And so when they announced that they were going to do season seven finally, I was like, this would be a perfect time for me to actually go back and finish that one. But at this point, I had transitioned into doing digital art. So everything I do now is just traditional. Or no, everything I do now is digital. I used to do traditional. And I do it all on iPad Pro, and I use
Okay.
Procreate to do it.
Oh,
So
yeah, I heard
great
of
app.
Procreate. I should
Yeah,
try
it's
it.
amazing. It's amazing. I've tried a lot of different apps. I use Sketchbook for a while. But Procreate is just amazing.
That's awesome. And I love the concept. Dave Filoni, can I just say Dave Filoni teases a lot of motherfucking pictures, and we don't get
He's
them.
good at that. He's good at that. He's
Like
lots.
Dave. Like Dave. Like I want to come to your house and see what you got going on.
Right, can you imagine?
What do you got drawing down there that we don't know about? Because you
Oh,
draw a
man.
lot of pictures and then you leave them on the. I hear here that he leaves the pictures that he draws on his, like, or he left it one day and someone took it in like a conference and he was just drawing. And I think it was Ahsoka. I don't know who took it though. I don't know if it was Ahsoka or someone, but he was drawing it and someone took it. And then they don't, they, and he looked, I don't know if they looked for it, Dave Filoni, or anybody looked for it. So someone has it out there. So if someone's listening, I want that, and I want to see what he drew. That's it. I
Okay.
demand it.
Where'd you hear that at?
I think someone told me. I don't know who though. I really, or I was just hearing it on YouTube or something, and then I was like, So he draws sketches when he's working. Wow, not even on his free time. Wow, kill
How
me.
much would you pay for that?
Oh, that's worth a lot of money. His sketches. That is gonna be with
Original
that.
Dave Filoni.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like the pictures he draws of like Ahsoka. Like I love when he draws Ahsoka. I feel like she's still alive in the world and I'm like, oh my God. Like she's alive. And like his sketches could go for so much. Like he can make money off his sketches. He
Yeah,
could.
he's really
If he
talented. Yeah.
really wanted to, like he could just pay someone like you or me to draw it and then add a sketch. Like it's exclusive, like Dave Filoni sketch. You know? And then what else? And his Clone Wars, Clone Wars, I think it's a not a hoodie, but it's a sweatshirt. You know what I'm talking about? He wears, and like interviews. I want that too. Like Dave, come out with that. Like, that's what I want. I want to be a dream Dave Filoni.
Huh,
I
that's
want
like
to be.
a custom hoodie he has.
No, I think it's. I think no, I don't think it's custom. I think, people have it, or certain people have it. Like I think it's
Oh, I
in
see.
Lucasfilm
Okay.
somewhere. It's like a
Gotcha.
merchandise because I never knew Lucasfilm had a merchandise store in
Oh, yeah, they
Lucasfilm.
do.
Never knew that. So someone was telling me I could see if I can get you one. I was like, please do, or steal it, you know, steal it off his back. Don't punch him.
I've actually been to Skywalker Sound, and they have one there too. And I got a mug that says Skywalker Sound on it.
Oh, that's awesome. Nick, that's when you go there, you're going to go there and try to find me the black sweatshirt
If
with
I
Clone Wars
ever
on
get to
it.
go, I'll definitely get you one.
Please, Nick, I'll send you the money. That's all I'm asking. For little Chris. Little Chris. But, Nick, who are your top three favorite Jedi? No, not Jedi. Characters or Jedi in Star
Okay.
Wars and why?
Okay. My most favorite character in Star Wars is R2-D2.
Oh, R2, he's so cute.
And growing up, it was always Boba Fett. I mean, everybody's favorite character growing up was Boba Fett,
Not mine.
but not yours, not yours. Well, maybe for my generation, like
Yeah, because
throughout
they
the
got
90s and
Boba.
stuff.
Yeah, you got Boba Fett in like 19. When was the first movie?
77, and then he showed up in well, Empire Strikes Back came out in 80. He was actually his first appearance was actually in the holiday special.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch the holiday special.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
They're coming out with another
Maybe
one.
watch it. Yeah, they are. That should be pretty funny, I think.
But Legos, though.
Right, yeah, Lego.
That's so ridiculous, but it's okay. We go with it. It really is. Like, and then Rey's gonna meet Anakin Skywalker, fucking Darth Vader, in the fucking Lego movie. What?
Oh, is she? I haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah, if you read it, I think she goes back in time, or not back in time, but like trying to get something for Chewbacca, and she goes back in time, so she meets like Darth Maul, maybe. Like you see, like if you see the if you look it up, you'll see like pictures of them fighting and stuff like that. Mace Windu is in it, like everybody's fucking in it. So like
Wow.
what is Rey gonna meet Anakin? Like that's so fucked up. That's really fucked up. That's really fucked up in a Lego. Come on, people.
Right. It's like their first time meeting is in Lego.
Yeah, and then this is what is it? They said this is after the Rise of Skywalker. So everything's gone. So like no villains, you know. So like they're gonna go back in time. Like that's so fucked up. So fucked
Huh.
up.
Too bad it's not canon.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it's Lego. It wouldn't be canon, but it's
Yeah.
kind of hilarious.
It's gonna be funny, I think, but they're gonna like fuck it up so bad. Like I'm gonna like it, but I'm just gonna say this is so fucked up. Why are we doing this?
Right.
Like who put this on air? Who did this? But it is what it is. But so R2-D2 and then two others, Nick. Oh, Boba Fett, you said.
Boba Fett, yeah, Boba Fett, and then, man, a third character. Yeah, I'm not really
It
sure.
can be me, Nick, if you like. I'm gonna be a lightsaber duelist.
Are you in Star Wars?
Not yet. I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, maybe when you're in Star Wars.
Oh, Nick, that's what I like to hear.
Know, I don't like maybe Rex.
Oh.
Yeah, I really like Rex.
I like the clones. I like Rex. I like all of them. They didn't deserve what they got. I'm just saying. They deserved a better story.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it without the Clone Wars, I mean, they just with Clone Wars, they just totally got screwed over, right?
Yeah, they get a story. Like, I love their story in the Clone Wars, but like, or we knew Order 66 was coming. Either or. You know? Either or they were gonna, like, once Clone Wars started, you knew Order 66 was coming, you
Right,
know?
yeah.
So it was like, it fucks up their story so bad because it's not their fault. You know, they're clones. So they were programmed to, when Order 66 happened, like, they were programmed. And then stuff like that happened, but it's so sad. I miss them. I wish they would bring the clones back instead of the stormtroopers. But I don't think they will. So it is what it is, Nick. But that's awesome. So I love R2. I Boba Fett, he comes back alive too many times. He's like fucking Palpatine. He gets eaten by a monster. Now he's rumored to be in the Mandalorian. All right. I wouldn't be eaten by a monster and be alive. Pop a hole. And then Rex. I love Rex. I don't have anything bad to say about Rex or the clones, you know? But Nick, we gotta take a little break. I gotta go shed some skin because my reptile self is coming out. Go for a potty break, Nick. Go pet your children on the head. Tell them you love them. And we'll meet back here in 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, guys, you guys are listening to the Scavoli Show. My co-host today is Lumberjack Nick. He's not a lumberjack. Do not call him for things, okay? Do not hit him up. Do not slide into his DMs, ladies, because he's a good-looking fella. He is taken. He is taken, people. Take it. But you're listening to the Scavoli Show. We'll be right back after this brief message from sexy himself, me. Everybody, we are back to the Scavoli Show with my very special talented friend that's not a lumberjack, Lumberjack Nick. Nick, are you there?
I am. I'm
Thank God, because I came back and no one cared, you know. No one cared, Nick, and my reptile skin.
are you a reptile yet? Have you molted?
I really feel like I am. Like I'm getting like white spots. I don't know what the shit is, Nick. I'm really scared of my life. So if you see me on Instagram becoming a reptile, then you know what happened to me.
Dude, I love reptiles, so
Oh no, I can't. No way.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. You could take me in as your pet. I'll come to California. You could take me
Do
as
it.
little white reptile albino kid Chris.
That's my favorite part about living out here is you go outside in your backyard and there's little lizards like running all over the place.
No, I can deal with lizards. Snakes, I can't deal with. I can deal with all that. But when I see a snake, I gotta run Or like I have to just not look at it because I'm petrified. Like I feel like they notice I'm fearful of them and they notice my fear and they come out of the crate and like attack me.
Do you want to hear something freaky?
No.
I used to read meters for the gas company, and I was kind of in this area where there was a lot of vacant houses, and I was walking, and there was this one house that was overgrown and that had to go read its meter. So it was a vacant house and had a bunch of like grown bushes and just a lot of vegetation in front of it. And right in the walkway, I had to step over a snake,
Oh,
a
fuck that.
decapitated snake
Oh, it was dead?
that was still moving.
Oh.
It was freaky. I feel
I would
like a
have
witch or
punted it.
something had like set it out there for me or something.
No, hell no. I would have punted that across the Atlantic Ocean. Hell no. Like, if it's a cat, if it's dead, like, I don't care. It's dead. They still know I'm fearful and they'll still come back alive somehow. They'll go back to the world of worlds and like come get me, you know, attack. But yeah, no, hell no. Nick, I'm sorry. No, you could be, you could, if I become a reptile, you got me, but like, no, I won't. No, snakes, hell no. I'll punt them.
Okay.
Punt them, Nick. But Nick, so are you ready for my part two of questions?
Let's do it.
All right. All right. We're gonna do it. I don't know what I'm asking you, but we're gonna do it.
All right.
We're gonna do it. So what is your. So who is so R2 is your favorite character, top favorite, right? You said.
Yep.
So what is your favorite R2 moment
Oh,
or
man.
scene?
Well, it's the scene that just grew on me over like maybe a decade that really made him become my favorite character. And it's the scene, it's his introductory scene in The Phantom Menace when he goes out and fixes the hyperdrive. And I just remember seeing that in the theater for the first time. And when you look at it now, it's I don't know. Like, it's not as intense as it was when the first time seeing it, where he goes out on the ship and there's all those other astromechs out there. And just one by one, they're just getting blown away. And he's just sitting there doing his best. He knows he has to get this fixed or they're all screwed. And he just keeps like looking over his shoulder, waiting to get blasted while he's fixing the hyperdrive. That scene really is what cemented him as like my favorite character.
Oh, R2. I love R2. Even that moment in the Clone Wars where he's with all the droids, like it's just a droid episode.
Oh
And
yeah.
like it's that's awesome that they had an episode of surrounding R2. And R2's been around a long time. Like I love R2. I'm thank God they never killed him off, CP3PO, or like Chewbacca, because I fucking love those people. Even
Well, that's
CP3.
them. Those are
Go ahead,
characters
Nick.
that can keep around. Those are characters that keep around forever, right? So when the actors, they can kill off the actors, but the other ones they can, just make money on forever. They can just keep bringing back, and so it'd be kind of dumb to kill them off, I think.
Yeah, and I love BB-8. Like once BB-8 came, I was like, I want him as a droid, and I want to play with him.
Yeah,
I
BB-8's
want to just
great.
jump on his head and like let him twirl me around in circles.
He's
I love
actually,
BB-8.
he's my wife's favorite character.
Aw, BB. I want to. They have out the remote control ones that I can control, and he can run around my house. And R2 they have, but I have not came around to buy that. I should really buy that. I should.
Yeah, those are really
Should
neat.
invest. And they're coming out with what's that guy's name? Boba Frank? Not Boba Frank. Boba
Boba
Freak?
Frick.
Boba
Oh
Frank?
yeah. Baba Frick.
Boba Frick.
Yeah.
I love that old wrinkly beast. I think he's the cutest thing, even though not cuter than Baby Yoda. But I just love when he talks because he speaks gibberish. And I just like I'm in love with him. And they came out with a Target plush of him, a talking plush, and I had to get it. I was like, that's too quick to pass up. So I had to get. But what's his name? Baba?
Well, Baba, I think it's Baba Frick.
Baba Frick. Baba Frack. All right, we'll see. We'll see if I can pronounce that. Might not. But Nick, so your favorite moment of Star Wars is with R2 is that moment. So, what is your favorite? Top three movies of Star Wars.
Oh man. That's hard because I try not to rank them because like for me each one has my favorite moments. Each one has like a favorite moment of mine.
Oh, okay.
So but I guess if I had to Gosh, I don't know. I guess if I could only have one, I'd probably just go with A New Hope. But yeah, I
And
don't
why
know.
would you go with the New Hope? Da na na na.
That's probably the one I've rewatched the most. And I really like just the beginning, maybe because it's centered around R2. And it's kind of just amazing how slow paced that beginning is. But it's, I don't know. I just really like the first half of A New Hope, up until like everything that happens on Tatooine. And the cantina scene is that's probably actually my favorite scene in Star Wars. Like, I love the cantina scene. I've actually really like studied all the characters that are in the cantina scene. I have a dream of doing a collage actually of all the characters from the cantina scene someday. I don't know. I just really love the cantina scene too.
You can do it, Nick. You can do the mashup between the cantina. You got this. But I was gonna ask you something, but then I totally forgot. So, in The New Hope, do you like Luke Skywalker?
I do.
You do. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask. That's I was going with somewhere, but I had forgot my question, so I was like, just like Luke. I don't like Luke. I personally don't like Luke.
Okay, what's that?
I don't know. He's not I feel like he's not an important character.
Really?
I really feel like he's that just there to like a puppet. You know, when a puppet just sits there and does like is throughout like the puppet scenes and is just there walking by everybody, like not doing nothing, no dialogue, just like a walking puppet. I feel like that's what he is. Like I like the actor. I don't hate Luke. I like the guy who plays Luke, Mark Hamill. Like him a lot. I think he killed Luke. But I feel like they went on with Luke's story too long. Like they drew Luke's story out so much. And I understand like he's Anakin's son. I totally understand that. But bringing your father back from the light, like I feel like Darth Vader could have been brought back really anytime. You know what I mean? Like him facing Ahsoka, like Anakin never knew Luke. Really, he never knew Luke until he went to go search for him. And oh, I have a son, and then I have a daughter. You know, surprisingly, I have these sons. But before that, Obi-Wan was there. You know, Yoda was there. Ahsoka. Like, I feel like I don't know if Anakin was so far hating them for no reason, because he really had no reason to hate the Jedi. Like, there's like no reason that he should have hate them, and we didn't get that. I know, like, he didn't. They denied him from the council. Like they demoted him. Like I understand all that. His mother died and stuff like that. But if Qui-Gon Jinn was still alive, Anakin would never have fallen, because Qui-Gon was that father figure and Obi-Wan was not. But either or, I feel like Darth Vader, like he hated himself. You know, when he fell to the dark side, he absolutely hated himself. So to me, his hate never came at Obi-Wan. Ahsoka, Yoda, the Jedi. Like, it was hate because he fell to the dark side for no reason and he killed his love, Padme. You know? So, with all that hate, and then he hated Palpatine, I understand why, because he's a fucking liar, Palpatine. He was just dangling bells in his Darth Vader's face saying, yeah, believe that. Yeah, you can recover her when you jump to the dark side. Like, if he was still a Jedi, he could have really just revived Padme. Or Padme would have just been alive. You know? So I understand all that. I understand the path to the dark side. Totally understand that. But I feel like Luke, like, oh, now he's the chosen one. Who the fuck's the chosen one? Me? Can I be the chosen one next? Like, Rey was the chosen one. Rey came out with a yellow lightsaber at the end of Rise of Skywalker. Like, what? Like, what are we doing here, people? Like, who is the chosen one? Because to me, the chosen one is Anakin Skywalker, and that's the only chosen one. Until someone can levitate and like be invisible, then Anakin is the chosen one. Younger than Mark Hamill. So I'm like, So if you really think about it, Mark Hamill's like 60 years old and Hayden Christensen is 40 years old. Like, who does who so Luke is really older than Anakin, you know, if you really like put the actors up. Like, so I'm like, Luke is not important to me. Like I don't care about Luke's story. You know, I care about it. Once after the Empire Strikes Back, where did Luke go? That's all I want to know. where did he go from the time the Empire, not the Empire Strikes Back, The Last Jedi, and to Episode 7? That's where I want to know where he went. What made him, because I know he trained Kylo, he trained Ben, I know, and then Ben fell to the dark side for no reason. Don't understand that story either. Don't know. So I'm like, all right, maybe he went off. Maybe I just want to know if he met Ahsoka. That's all I care about. I just love Ahsoka so much. I just care about what she's doing. You know, what she at the bar dancing, shaking it. You know, I would be shaking it. Boop, 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 you know, but yeah. So Luke doesn't. He's not important to me like Anakin is, or Obi-Wan would be, or Yoda or Ahsoka would be. You know, Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is fucking protect that child, people. We're not killing that child off. If we do, I'm suing. That's it. I'm suing. But yeah, Luke is not important to me.
Wow. Well, I mean, it seems like you've really thought this through. So
I no, I
unfortunately,
really no, I really I think about everything like that. Like I don't know how people think he's a silver hot fox. Like totally understandable. Like yeah, he is silver fox. He can be the sexiest man alive. Still not my favorite character. Like I don't connect to Luke. I connect to Anakin. You know, he never had that father figure. Like I never had that father figure in my life. So I connect to him with that level and love too. Like I love people, you know, but I lose them, you know, and like with relationships too, you lose them. And like I know he really loved Padme and he didn't want to lose Padme, but at the end he did, you know. So I understand that. I understand being like talked down to, not really being appreciated for being the chosen one. You know, I know I'm not the chosen one, but still I am in my life, you know, in my little blonde head of mine. So I connect to Anakin more than Luke because Luke really didn't have that connection. You know, I connected with Ahsoka and Anakin and Baby Yoda. Who doesn't fucking love Baby Yoda? And Boba Frock and Boba Fuck, right? That's his name, Boba Fuck?
Yeah, I think so.
Boba Fuck? All right, we're going with that. Boba Fuck. So Nick, are you ready for this top? What was I gonna say? That doesn't even make sense if I said top. How this important question that you will never be asked on a podcast or in life.
Don't know. That's kind of terrifying.
Okay, so I was talking about the Rise of Skywalker and how Rey had the yellow lightsaber. Whoopee, she got a yellow lightsaber. Great job. So in the Rise of Skywalker, you hear voices and you hear Ahsoka. So, do you think Ahsoka Tano is alive in The Rise of Skywalker, and why?
I mean, my initial reaction would be that she's not alive anymore. But I mean, I don't know, who knows, you know? They probably could bring her back. They could figure something out, I guess.
Like Boba Fuck, you know? Boba Fuck. You can bring him back.
People
Boba
probably
Fuck.
can't. People, I don't know. I think they've brought Boba Fett back. You know how many times they've brought Palpatine back? How many times? I think they could probably bring Ahsoka back.
If they really thought about it, if they really thought about it, they'll bring her back. But I think she's alive.
Okay, why is that?
I think she's alive because she is rumored to be in The Mandalorian. We don't definitely know she'll be in The Mandalorian, but I think she definitely will. So she's, to me, the rumor's true, blah, blah, blah. She's in it, you know? And she's not taking the child. Like, that child's staying with The Mandalorian. So I don't know how they would do that. And if you saw, I think I sent you the Entertainment Weekly thing, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. So you saw pictures. So I think they're on Tatooine. I really think they're on Tatooine. And I think Ahsoka, I don't know where she traveled off to after the Clone Wars. I hope we see that in the Bad Batch a little. You know, where did she go? I know you get it in the novel a little, but I would really want to see where she goes, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So The Mandalorian, she's in one episode. Let's give or take one episode, maybe two if tops, you know? So she survives. She's in. Now there's a rumored live action series out there. So she will get her own live action. So, like, I read the article and it said season one takes right after season two. So they're just going to jump on. So it hasn't been years. You know, Baby Yoda hasn't grown like 10 inches. He's grown an inch. I'm proud of my baby. He's eating healthy. He's eating too many frogs and too many soups. He's killing it. Love my baby. Love that. I'm the father of that child, just so you know, Nick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You
Big
and Yona?
spoiler, guys. Yeah, me and
Or Yaddle?
Yaddle.
Okay.
I really loved her hairdo, and I was like, baby, you got to come here. And then we made Baby Yoda. His name is not, I can't announce his name because I really don't know the name. They haven't told me because I think I would spill it. Like, I'm spilling all my secrets now.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm that child. Yeah, I'm that bitch, you know? So she's rumored to be in the middle. So she's rumored to have all this. To me, the most important figure of Ahsoka's journey is Morai. To me, Morai is such a special character. It's a special bird. In the Mortis arc, you see the Light Sister going into Ahsoka. So the Light Sister really brought back Ahsoka because she was dead in the Mortis arc, you know? Mm. So then you get the World of Worlds, and Ezra, how did Ezra know to pull her out of the portal? Guess who was there up top directing him? Morai, you know? And she even said it when she came out of the portal. So the World of Worlds is the most important episode in Star Wars, period. Most important thing in Star Wars is the World of Worlds. Because you open a whole new galaxy of worlds, you know? Like, Anakin in one world could not be Darth Vader. You know, you open that kind of realm to me. Mm. And you could pull things out. And Dave Filoni has said, you don't have to be dead to speak in the Force. You know, you could just be in meditating and you're in the Force, you know? So, and what he posts on his Instagrams, he posted Ahsoka on Camelback with Rex. And Ahsoka, if you look at her picture, looks young. She doesn't look old, or she doesn't really age. She looks exactly what we left her in Clone Wars. So to me, and Rex looks like he's old. Rex had a bald head, which he always did, but a white beard. So, Rex never had that in the Clone Wars. Rex had that in Rebels. And then we didn't see him after Rebels. But then he basically posted the picture after, like, the Rise of Skywalker. So, to me, she can't be dead. Because she is the light side of the Force. She keeps the light side of the Force in balance. Because of Morai. Morai is an important character that we do not know the whole story on that bird. And I hope one day we discover what the meaning of that bird is. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that bird's the light side. We know. We just know because it's the sister. And that bird is saving Ahsoka. Just like you saw at the Clone Wars, the end of Clone Wars. Morai was flying around in circles. Why was Morai there? And Darth Vader looked up and his eyes were blue and then his eyes turned back to red. So what is Morai's intention? You know, what is, I know it's a good bird, but Ahsoka is alive because of that bird. So, and no one is really, if you really pay attention, at the end of Rebels, The Last Jedi, like, Ahsoka is still alive and they go find Ezra. And then who is really looking for Ahsoka at this point? You know, Palpatine is gone. Darth Vader is gone. Luke is still out there, but Luke might be looking for Ahsoka, but not in a fighting way, you know, like not acrobatic shit. But, like, who is really targeting Ahsoka in episode 6 to 7? Like, who? Who is really going after her? Like, Moff Gideon? Like, will we get that? I hope we could. But, like, who really knows who Ahsoka Tano really is? Unless you were back in Order 66, or, like, you were back in, like, the Galactic I think Republic was it, or they had something, but the Mandalorians, or you know from there, but still, like, Bo-Katan is rumored, Sabine is rumored to be in the series, Boba Fett, I don't know Captain Rex is, but the same guy that plays Boba Fett is Captain Rex, so probably. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so in my opinion, there's no way she could be dead because there's not enough evidence to me that she's dead. So what do you think, Nick? Is my answers right on the money?
I think you convinced me.
Oh yeah, thank you. I know, I try to convince people.
Yeah, I doubt she is dead then. It'll be interesting to see where they take her to. And I mean, Moff Gideon has that darksaber and he's gotta fight somebody with it, so
yeah, he
has a lightsaber.
Yeah, he broke a lot. Maybe he'll fight Mando or like Bo Katan. You know, he stole it from Sabine because Sabine had it at the end of Rebels. You know,
did she, or did I thought she gave it to Bo Katan.
Did she give it to Bo? Yes, I think she gave it to Bo-Katan. Yeah, right. But Sabine had it, gave it to Bo-Katan. So they both had it. But Bo-Katan now has it. So it has been taken from Bo-Katan. So
right.
I hope we get a Moff Gideon Bo-Katan. Not connection, like a connection, but like not a relationship type of shit. Like just like like that he took that from me, or he took over Mandalore and shit like that. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
I hope we get that.
I think it's 100% where they're going with it.
I hope,
you know, we'll see.
I really hope we get something. I hope we get a badass season 2 of Mandalorian. And Nick, I hope you come join me like almost every Friday to talk about the episode.
Oh yeah, okay. Definitely.
You might be my co-host for those episodes, just so you know.
Okay, yeah.
We'll talk about more about it when it gets closer, because it's not even October yet. And I'm just counting down the days and years that
we haven't even got a trailer yet.
It's really sad. We got pictures and everything. We got Baby Yoda with feet now. You know, so proud. So proud of the moment. But we didn't get no trailer. But there's rumors. Oh, I didn't tell you. There's rumors out there that they filmed an Ahsoka trailer for the show. So we might see Ahsoka in the trailer. Or maybe maybe like a preview. Maybe if you're watching like football or like an important basketball game and the clip just comes on, because we don't know when it will come. So people are like watching everything. Like people are like just watching like SpongeBob SquarePants, because we don't know if we don't know if that commercial is going to come. You know, everybody's watching everything. I wouldn't care if I miss it, because I'll know I'll catch it online or something.
Right.
You know?
It'll be immediately on YouTube.
Yeah. Or like, or Instagram or something like that. So I don't care to miss it, but I can't wait to see if it is true. Things that we hope, Nick. Things that we hope.
It'll probably be like Monday Night Football is usually when they air that stuff, right?
Yeah, I feel that. Or yeah, like important basketball games. Like if they're doing that, I don't know when the NBA championship is going to be on, but they do. They do. That's an important game, like Monday Night Football, Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl is in fucking February, so I hope they don't do the trailer in February. I would not be surprised. And then they're starting season 3. Of the Mandalorian production, I hear too.
Okay.
This month, or maybe next month, because with COVID, you know, we don't know. But everything is going according to plan, and episodes are done for season 2, and I just can't wait.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, I'm like just sitting here waiting all day, every day.
every day, sitting with my kids, and they're like, "Dad, where's the Mandalorian?" No, right. Let's not talk about it. We're not talking about it. Not doing it. But Nick, we have to end the show. Don't cry. I know. Don't cry. I'm here. I know. That's an interaction that I love. I know. Darth Vader. Oh, God. So where can everybody find you on the social medias? And any upcoming projects that you have going on that you don't want to tease yet or tease now?
Oh, okay. Well, mostly I'm on Instagram, and that's Lumberjack Nick Art. I'm also on Twitter, that's just Lumberjack Nick, and my website's lumberjacknick.com. And I just finished up the I did a collage of the 501st clones, and I'm working on one where it's going to have Anakin and Ahsoka. I'm just finishing that up right now, and as soon as that's done, I'm going to start a collage on doing Mandalorians. So that's the next one I'm going to be working on.
Oh, da na na na.
Just in time for the Mandalorian to actually come out. And then might end up doing, after that one, I might do a collage of Mandalorian character. Well, from the show Mandalorian, the Mandalorian characters from that show. But I kind of want to wait and see who's going to be in season 2 and kind of coordinate it with season 2.
And yeah, and see. I know it's going to be awesome to see. He has the same armor on, I feel like, but he has a symbol on his arm that I didn't catch. I don't know.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah, that's he actually got that in the first season. It's the Mudhorn that he fought.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He got a symbol.
Yeah, fuck. He almost died. That guy, Baby Yoda saved him. Just so you know, guys, Baby Yoda saved
him. Mm-hmm. He'd be dead if it wasn't for Baby Yoda.
That's what I'm saying. Baby Yoda is my baby. You know, he saves people. I taught him well. That's what I'm on.
And I really hope they go with that name. That's just his canonical name is Baby Yoda.
No, they have a name for him. No, they have a name for him. They do.
Okay. But and it's not Baby Yoda?
It's not Baby Yoda. I really do too. But not the child. I don't know what they're going to name my baby, you know, but it's not Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. It's something else. Okay. It's like a weird fucking sci-fi name that they don't know about. You know?
Mm. Probably start with a Y.
Yep. Yeah. Like Yodel or Yodel or Yodel. What is that? What's that? What a Yodel? Is it a Yodel? Is that what the dessert is? Maybe they'll name it after their dessert. I love dessert. Maybe they'll name it after dessert.
Huh. I never heard of a yogurt? Are you talking about yogurt?
No. It's a black with cream in it. It's like a cake. It's a pastry.
Oh, I have no idea.
No, maybe I'm talking about the wrong one. But it's all right. They'll name it Yodel. They'll name it that, Nick. But guys, you can follow me on Instagram, Chris_Scavoli, at the Scavoli Show on Instagram, Twitter, the Scavoli Show. Nick follows me on there, just so you know. And then on Facebook for you old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to work a fucking phone, Chris Scavoli or the Scavoli Show on Facebook. Nick, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on. And you're the best. That's all I got to say to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me on. So it's been good.
Oh, you're welcome, Nick. And you're going to come back during season 2 of The Mandalorian. We're going to break the episode down.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be great.
Yep. And we're going to be live those episodes, guys. After I film the episodes, we will be there. We won't be live, but we'll tape them and then post them because no one wants to listen to my voice live, you know, in the morning. And don't go on Twitter when The Mandalorian season 2 comes, or Instagram, because they will spoil the shit for you at 3 a.m. because people stay up till 3 a.m. and watch the show. I don't know how people do that, but they do. So you're listening to The Scavoli Show. My friend Lumberjack Nick was my co-host today. Nick, I'm going to call you right now, so just stay by your phone and you'll hear more of my sexy voice. So you're listening to The Scavoli Show, guys. My co-host Lumberjack Nick. And we'll see you next time on The Scavoli Show of the Ravioli. Bye.